This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Professor Paul Kenger has a new book on the devil and Karl Marx that reminds us how much Marx hated God and Christianity. In his book and on my radio program, he cited Marx in many of the biographies that showed how scary he was. His own family and friends were frightened by his demonic fits of rage and his bizarre focus on violence. Marx wrote, "When our turn comes, we shall make no excuses for the terror. There is only one way in which the murderous death agonies of the old society and the bloody birth throes of the new society can be shortened, simplified, and concentrated, and that way is revolutionary terror." In his book and also in a recent column in The American Spectator, he also asked a relevant question. Why not cancel Karl Marx? His writings are filled with racist rants and anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic statements. Paul Kenger documents that Karl Marx was, after all, a bigot. His attitude towards blacks and Jews alone, not to mention women, would stun Stonewall Jackson. Ugly racial ethnic stereotypes by Marx are littered throughout his writings. If you want to find examples, I suggest you read the book or his column in The American Spectator. I simply cannot repeat some of the awful things that Karl Marx said about people of different races and ethnic backgrounds. You know, on university campuses today, we're told by students and professors to ignore those dead white European males that have given us Western culture. But isn't Karl Marx one of those dead white European males? Well, of course he is, but once again, he gets a pass. Karl Marx should be canceled for his bigotry alone, but even more so for the fact that his writings provided the foundation for totalitarian regimes responsible for more than 100 million deaths in the 20th century. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of the booklet, A Biblical View on Pornography, go to viewpoints.info/pornography. That's viewpoints.info/pornography.